A look at question two next month on the main ballot. It would raise nearly $160 million for school funding in its first year, and it's got the support of teachers, unions, and several progressive groups. Supporters of question two say it will allow the state to meet its obligations to pay for 55% of local education costs by imposing a 3% tax surcharge on incomes over $200,000. Opponents say while they commend the goals, the funding scheme is off target. A.J. Higgins has details.
For more than a decade, the state of Maine has been obligated to pick up at least 55% of all K-12 education costs. The legislature and the governor have repeatedly gotten around the mandate by incorporating the exemptive phrase, notwithstanding any other provision of law. And the state came close to compliance in 2009 when it reached 53% of local school costs. But since then, the numbers have declined.
Since 2011, we've really been around 47, 48% each year. So we're just not moving the dial in terms of providing more funding for our schools.
John Kaczynski, a lobbyist for the Maine Education Association, is leading the Stand Up for Students campaign that will appear as question two on next month's ballot. Under the proposal, individuals with taxable income of $200,000 would be required to pay a 3% tax surcharge on their earnings. That money would be allocated to a special state fund created to provide what the ballot question describes as direct support for student learning in grades K through 12. Kaczynski argues that wealthier Mainers have fared well under Governor Paul LePage and at the expense of Maine schools.
The top 1 and 2% of Mainers have gotten huge tax cuts, while politicians in Augusta and in our state has failed to properly fund our schools.
But opponents such as Dana Connors, president of the Maine State Chamber of Commerce, say that taxing those with higher incomes in order to achieve the well-intentioned goal of increasing school funding creates a false choice.
We see its value when it comes to preparing our youth for today's economy as well as tomorrow's. We recognize the relationship it has to our economy. We just do not believe that this is the right solution, nor the right way.
It's taxing small business in Maine at a higher rate than it's taxing large corporations.
That's David Clow, the state director of the National Federation of Independent Business. He says question two would not only make Maine's top tax rate the second highest in the nation, it would also fall disproportionately on small business owners, who he says would see their corporate income tax jump from nearly 9% to more than 10%. Clow and Connors agree that the proposal would discourage higher paid professionals from considering Maine as a place to live and work. Opponents also say that the plan is misleading, because 85 communities in Maine will receive no additional K-12 money, and because there's nothing in the law to guarantee that the money won't be redirected for other uses. They also say it may well be unconstitutional. The MEA's John Kaczynski dismisses those criticisms.
So this is just an example of the kind of tactics that are used to try to confuse voters. Voters know. The wealthy, the top 1 and 2% of Mainers, have gotten huge tax breaks, and property taxpayers across this state are feeling that pinch.
A recent poll by the Portland Press Herald, Maine Sunday Telegram, showed that 60% of its respondents favor question two as a way to increase state educational funding and hold down rising property taxes. But Jeff Herman of the Maine Municipal Association says his organization is not taking a position.
The tax code needs to be modernized and adjusted in a comprehensive way. What's implemented by question two is simply a focus on increasing the top marginal rate for certain taxpayers in the income tax side and ignoring the rest of the code.
Another group, the Maine School Management Association, that generally supports increased educational funding measures, also elected to take no position on the question. For Maine Public Radio News, I'm A.J. Higgins.
And for disclosure, the Maine Education Association represents most of the reporters at Maine Public Radio.